Now, WRKC Sports presents Monarch Basketball on 88.5 WRKC.
88.5 WRKC live here from Scanlon Gymnasium for today's contest for the PNC Monarch Classic that pits the King's College Monarchs up against the Susquehanna University Crusaders. Paul Pchorski here with Tyler Tynes. And Tyler, we're back here again to continue and wrap up this PNC Monarch Classic.
Now, you see here, Paul, what we really got is a battle of the Titans. Susquehanna University and King's College both come out very strong, and they already had their matchup about 2 weeks ago when King's took the crown of the Susquehanna University tournament. The difference here is that both teams are veterans knowing each other now. The difference is that they're not going to turn the ball over 40 times like they did in their previous contest, and hopefully they do a lot of high power scoring behind Matt Fiorino and Kyle Hammonds.
Now this is the day two of this Monarch Classic.
Susquehanna, they were able to do a lot against that Wilkes team, they played Wilkes today. They did a lot against that Central Penn team, but we're all getting mixed up. They did a lot against, who did they play last night?
They played Wilkes University last night, and it was a 70-63 matchup. And last night, the Monarchs also defeated Central Penn College 66-48. And that was a big defeat there for the Monarchs to make to Central Penn, because Central Penn was averaging 94.2 points per game. So a huge defeat last night. And just a little score update from game one earlier today, Wilkes University were able to defeat Central Penn College 93-88, but that one was a nail biter just a few moments ago.
And you know, really what the difference is for this revitalized Monarch team is that they're being carried behind the backs of Kyle Hammonds and Matt Fiorino. Hammonds on this week alone has scored 56 points to really push this Monarch team forward. He had 36 points in their last win. He had 20 points last night against Central Penn College while shooting almost perfect from the floor. Hammonds is on fire. And not just him, how about Matty Ice Fiorino, who's coming to the game shooting around four for six from the field last night's game. And he's going to do it again, going to get three or four shot attempts, and he's going to make them, Paul. One of the best in the country doing that.
A good handful of Monarchs are getting some time in there and getting time on the court. Throughout the eight games, four different Monarchs have scored game highs. Kyle Hammonds leads the offense with 13.6 points per contest. Matt Fiorino follows him with 11.5. And then Keaton Winder is third for the Monarchs in double figures with 10.6 points per game. And then you got Tim O'Shea scoring a solid 9 points averaging per game. But also, the Monarchs are really getting it the ball passed around in assists. Ian Oakley leads the assist with 22. Then you got Fiorino with 18, Hammonds with 16, O'Shea with 14, Cardoza with 14, Heston with 13, and Hobson with 10. And Tyler, how much does that mean to a basketball team to be able to spread the ball around just like that?
I mean, especially for this Monarch team who's really been carried by Fiorino and been carried by Hammonds, it's great to get your young guys looks. It's great to get your other players involved in the turnout. And not just the guys on the floor, how about the guys on the bench? Keaton Winder averaging the second best scoring on the team, 12.7 points per game. Winder's been amazing, 20-point game he had, 32-point game he had in there winning his Del Val. Winder is their key guy off the bench. And speaking of that, stats don't always matter here, Paul. Last night, hustle points are what mattered. How about Ian Oakley and Caffrey both coming up with a combined 10 rebounds off the bench? Caffrey playing great on-ball defense last night, and he hopes to be the spark off the bench today.
So we are set to begin game two of this classic. Ball up in the air. Altmaier gets it, overpowering O'Shea there on the tip, and bringing it down court is Perello. Perlino trying to make his way to the basket underneath. His hole got blocked. There's Kadoku, passes, and it goes up. Monarch ball.
Finally a turnover. Also the races. Tommy Heston getting stripped as they're going. Possession arrow. Monarch ball. And that's really a great first defensive engagement for the Monarchs, Paul. You see, locking down all doors and windows, playing some very good man defense, switching from 2-3 to man there, and really doing what they didn't do in the first game, playing better defense. You're going to see more offense here as the Monarchs come out with the ball. Here's Matt Fiorino, 26 seconds left on the shot clock, 19 minutes left to play in the first half. Hammonds looking on the wing, O'Shea at the top of the key, looking, Fiorino off the ball, back to O'Shea. O'Shea faking the pass, Hammonds in the corner, 13 seconds left on the shot clock. Hammonds half spin, looking, step back, can't find the shot. Good defense in this for Susquehanna University. The Crusaders looking, 5 seconds, 4, finds Fiorino. chucks up a three. Desperation three, Matty Ice Fiorino, and it's nothing but net.
Luke Cable rushing it down court. Shot clock turned off as there's just 20 seconds remaining in the first half. There's Renzi for a deep three. Bounces out. O'Donnell's got it for the Monarchs, and it looks like they're just going to hold it, keeping a 6-point lead.
And now Hammonds, 8 seconds left to play in the first half. Hammonds wants the ball, gives it to Hobson, feeding. Hobson driving, looking. O'Shea missing off the front of the rim, and another bad drawn play at the end of the half. And Coach Andrako is not happy.
Not happy with that first half, which the performance could be a little bit higher, and the Monarchs could see a bigger lead. Right now it's 29-23 right here in Scanlon Gymnasium with a King's College lead over Susquehanna University.
We now return to Monarch basketball right here on 88.5 WRKC.
88.5 WRKC. We are back live here from the Scanlon Gymnasium as the King's College Monarchs are hosting the Susquehanna University Crusaders in the PNC Monarch Classic. Right now at halftime, the Monarchs lead 29-23 over Susquehanna. And Tyler, let's talk about the Monarchs quickly here at their halftime stats.
Now, looking at the Monarchs, Matt Fiorino leads all Monarchs with 9. He's perfect, 3 for 5 from the 3-point line. He's still shooting great, 18 minutes, leading all players in minutes played per game. Other than him, you can look at Tim O'Shea and Kyle Hammonds, 8 and 6 points respectively. They're having a problem shooting from the field for the rest of the team, 34.4% from the field and 40% from the free throw.
Lining up the shot, and it goes in. 31-26, the Monarch lead right now.
And some excitement in the faces of the Susquehanna team as they fought to be right back in this game, 5 points down. But here's some great defense being played off the ball, and now they're at a mismatch, and a turnover by the Monarchs, and here come the Crusaders. Hammond staring his man down, finding O'Shea. Space for three, passes up on it. Heston at the top of the key. Here comes Hammond's back, his man down, 16 seconds left to play on the shot clock. And now Fiorino back to Hammonds. Deep three. Kyle Hammonds missing everything.
That's not the best sound you want to hear of that ball just slowly sliding against the rim and the net when it's not inside it. Heston lining up for a shot.
And it's up. And Heston making the biggest free throw of his career so far. It's a tie ball game, 57 all.
It's a resurgence here in Scanlon Gymnasium for the Monarchs. These two teams, when we see them get on the court, it's going to be a close-knit game. Last time these two teams met, we've said it before countless times, it was a one-point game for the Monarchs. Now in Scanlon Gymnasium, it's a tie game with a minute 10 seconds left. Headley's got it on the right-hand side, dishes it over to Renzi. Renzi for a deep two. Oakley comes up with it. It's a complete whiff. Monarch ball.
And here it comes. Do you believe in comebacks, folks? As you're about to see one. 57 seconds left on the clock. Here comes O'Shea. O'Shea with the ball. Finding, looking. 22 seconds on the shot clock. Hammonds with the ball. The team leader, Hammonds. Fiorino. Fiorino passing up with a three. Finding Hammonds. And there's a turnover. 43 seconds left to play in the game.
The Monarchs were playing that very well. They were not rushing their shots. They were playing very comfortable basketball to set themselves up and make a guaranteed shot. Unfortunately, that goes out of bounds. 40 seconds now as Heedley brings it down for the Crusaders. 57-57, tie game here. Miller trying to line it up. Altmaier's got it, looking towards the basket, dishes it out to Miller. Miller back to Altmaier. Altmaier knocks down Oakley.
And there's a charge. Do you hear the Monarchs roar? Monarch Nation alive tonight. And it's a charge call. New hope for King's College.
The last time the Monarchs had an overtime, it was last time they played in an overtime game, it was back on February 10th, 2012, and a loss to
Carnegie Mellon out of Pittsburgh.
It's a Scranton accent. They lost that game 112-106 in double overtime. Right now it stands 24.7 seconds remaining, 57-57. And it's Monarch ball as Altmaier committed the charge on Oakley. Oakley took that hard charge to the floor, and right now it is all up to the Monarchs to make something happen here within these 24 seconds.
And this is where heroes are born. Shot clock turned off. 24 seconds to play. It's make or break time. Now Fiorino with the ball. Fiorino dribbling up court, trying to find something, setting up a play. Fiorino finally gets across the half court. 15 seconds left to play. Hammonds looking, trying to find anything. 10 seconds left to play, and a timeout called. One pass, one shot. O'Shea, the inbound passer. They're looking to get Hammonds free. Looking for Hammonds, looking for Fiorino. Fiorino with the ball, dribbling. He loses it, and we're going to overtime, folks. 57 all as the Monarchs get their chance in overtime. Last time we saw overtime, February 2012, Carnegie Mellon, where they took a loss in double overtime to the boys from Pittsburgh.
They have 5 minutes now to make a decisive winner, or we will go into double overtime. 57-57 is the score right now on 88.5 WRKC in this, the PNC Monarch Classic. I told you we might have a classic on hand, and we are seeing that right now as this game goes into overtime. The last game between Wilkes University and Central Penn College was a hard fight to the end that saw Wilkes University pull out the victory over Central Pennsylvania College. Right now, it's up to either of these teams. Tyler, in this overtime climate, what goes through the process of a basketball player, and every shot you make has to be, you have to be confident behind every shot you make.
The difference now between regulation and overtime is this. You have 5 minutes. Every shot needs to be high IQ. Every dribble needs to be a great drive. There's no extra time because you're overtime in overtime.
5 minutes set on the clock. Again, 57-57 within Scanlon Gymnasium in this PNC Monarch Classic game. Both teams come back out after a hard fought two halves, and we get to see this bit of overtime. It will be Renzi jumping it up with O'Shea. Last time we saw Oatmeyer up against O'Shea, and Oatmeyer was able to secure the tip very confidently. There's the tip, and O'Shea gets it for the Monarchs. Fiorino will be bringing it down court.
And now Fiorino, 4:55 left to play. Fiorino finding Oakley, finding O'Shea. Back to Fiorino. Entry pass to Tom Heston. Heston backing his man down. Back to Oakley. Another screen. Looking. 17 seconds left to play in the shot clock. He rises. And O'Shea missing the shot. Rebounded by Hammonds. Tied up by the double team. And he gets out. Fresh 35 for the Monarchs. And now they're setting up a play. Monarchs taking up a lot of the time early in the overtime. Entry pass. And a foul on the Monarchs. I'm sorry, a foul on Susquehanna. Now they go to the line. Hammond, one of their better free throw shooters.
Heatley bringing it down for the Crusaders. Moving to the left-hand side. Finding Renzi underneath the basket. Bounces out. I'm sorry, that's not Renzi. That's Rudatek. Miller now has the ball on the left-hand side to Renzi. Renzi out to Perillo. To Rudatek. 3:20 remaining in overtime. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Perillo dishes over to Headley. 5 seconds. Perillo's got four. He's going to take a three-pointer, and it goes in. There's some saving grace for Susquehanna. 62-58, a four-point lead now for the Crusaders.
And now, 30 seconds on the shot clock. The Monarchs need to act fast. 3 minutes left to play, and they're down four. Here comes O'Shea. O'Shea eyes up on his man. O'Shea starts his motion, movement, jump shot, contested, rolls, and misses his shot. Tip ball, but now Susquehanna finally running with it.
Perillo bringing it down court, 4-point lead, 2:40 now. All that left in overtime. Heavely's got it on the left-hand side. Dishes it over to Renzi. Renzi underneath to Rudatek. Rudatek loses it, makes his way to the basket, shoots it over. Oakley coming up with the rebound.
And now, here comes Hammonds. Hammonds and Fiorino running up the court. They need to move now. 2 minutes and 20 seconds left to play in the game. Here's Fiorino crossing up his man, finding O'Shea. O'Shea finding Oakley. Oakley looking to dump the ball off, taking two, three dribbles and dumping the ball off. Hammonds finding off his man. Fiorino, 13 seconds left to play on the shot clock. Fiorino, O'Shea. finding off the off-ball screen. 6 seconds to shoot. Oakley looking, finally fighting Tom Heston. He's up and in. Tommy Heston for two, having one of the best games of his career, his freshman career so far. 144, down by two. And now here comes Fiorino. Desperation time for the Monarchs, down by five with a minute and 10 left to play. Finding O'Shea. O'Shea back out to Fiorino. Fiorino finding Oakley. Entry pass, Oakley on the foul, and he gets two.
The foul puts Ian Oakley at the line for 2 points. 1 minute, 1 second is all that remains in overtime. It is a 5-point lead for Susquehanna. Live in Scanlon Gymnasium, second shot good. 67-61 right here on 88.5 WRKC.
And here comes Caffrey. Hammond's looking, waves off the three. 39 seconds to play, need to go now. Joe Caffrey for three, missing off the front of the rim. And now it's Susquehanna ball with 31 seconds left to play. They're down six. The Monarchs are down six with 31 seconds left to play as Susquehanna heads to the cherry stripe.
You're listening to this game on 88.5 WRKC. It is the PNC Monarch Classic game. In this matchup, seeing the Susquehanna University Crusaders up against the Keynes College Monarchs. 67-61 the lead for the Crusaders. Miller's first free throw attempt goes in, making it now a 7-point lead for the Crusaders, and just about wraps up this victory for them, holding 7 points with 31.5 seconds remaining. Second shot bounces off the rim, and Trey Dean comes up with a rebound. Dean getting hands all over him, but gets called for a travel. It will be Monarch ball, down 7 points with 27.1 seconds remaining, and the Crusaders take a timeout.
And something miraculous needs to happen for the Monarchs to get back in this game.
I was just going to ask Tyler, is there, with 27.1 seconds, is that enough time to get back into this game? Down 7 points, 68-61.
It's certainly enough time to get back in the game, but it might not be enough time to win the game. The Monarchs need to come out and fire hot. They need three-point shooters on the wing. This would be a great time to put Foster in, to use your great three-point shooters in the game, and they need to crash the boards.
As you said, you'd like to see Mike Foster out there for the three-point game. Who else, well, at this current time frame, who is the go-to player? Who do you want to see have the ball with this amount of time left and this deficit?
If I'm Coach Andreco, I give the ball to Matt Fiorino, your best pure shooter on the entire team. One of the best in the country at making the three ball. You give the kid the chance to shine. And now the Monarchs need to run as soon as they get the ball. Hammonds with the ball. Dribbling slowly up the court. They need to get the ball up the court now. 20 seconds to play. Hammonds for three, getting stuffed, and Foster in the game and can't save the ball. That might be it, folks. Monarchs might be taking the loss.
The foul will see Josh Miller go to the line now with 12.9 seconds remaining. Up 7 points as Scanlon Gymnasium, the fans begin to cycle out of it. Anything can happen still. I know it's a 7-point lead, but who knows what can hold within these final 12.9 seconds as Miller's shot goes up. Let me take that statement back as he almost secures the victory here, 69-61. The 8-point lead, second shot, bounces out, Heston with the ball.
And now with that, they're down 8 points. They need to either do something now to give them a chance to win. Caffrey looking, 5 seconds of play, making the shot. 3.4 left from the clock, and now the Monarchs will take their loss, 69-63 against Susquehanna University. Redemption day here in Scanlon Gymnasium for the Crusaders.
The Crusaders walk away securing this victory right here on 88.5 WRKC. The final in this PNC Monarch Classic, 69-63. And now the Monarchs go on an extended break as it's winter break coming up. Again, the final, 69-63. The Susquehanna Crusaders walking out of here with the victory, halting Coach Andreco's quest to become the second winningest coach for the Monarchs.